Day 30, Monday, November 21st. Genesis 33. Genesis 33 1-20 NKJV. Now Jacob lifted his eyes and looked, and there, Esau was coming, and with him were 400 men. So he divided the children among. He put the maidservants and their children in front, Leah and her children behind, and Rachel and Joseph last. Then he crossed over before them and bowed himself to the ground 7 times, until he came near to his brother. But Esau ran to meet him, and embraced him, and fell on his neck and kissed him, and they wept. And he lifted his eyes and saw the women and children, and said, "Who are these with you?" So he said, "The children whom God has graciously given your servant." Then the maidservants came near, they and their children, and bowed down. And Leah also came near with her children, and they bowed down. Afterward Joseph and Rachel came near, and they bowed down. Then Esau said, "What do you mean by all this company which I met?" And he said, "These are to find favor in the sight of my Lord." But Esau said, "I have enough, my brother, keep what you have for yourself." And Jacob said, "No, please, if I have now found favor in your sight, then receive my present from my hand. Inasmuch as I have seen your face as though I had seen the face of God, and you were pleased with me, please, take my blessing that is brought to you, because God has dealt graciously with me, and because I have enough." So he urged him, and he took it. Then Esau said, "Let us take our journey, let us go, and I will go before you." But Jacob said to him, "My Lord knows that the children are weak, and the flocks and herds which are nursing are with me. And if the men should drive them hard one day, all the flock will die. Please let my Lord go on ahead before his servant. I will lead on slowly at a pace which the livestock that go before me, and the children, are able to endure, until I come to my Lord in Seir." And Esau said, "Now let me leave with you some of the people who are with me." But he said, "What need is there? Let me find favor in the sight of my Lord." So Esau returned that day on his way to Seir. And Jacob journeyed to Succoth, built himself a house, and made booths for his livestock. Therefore the name of the place is called Succoth. Then Jacob came safely to the city of Shechem, which is in the land of Canaan, when he came from Paddan Aram, and he pitched his tent before the city. And he bought the parcel of land, where he had pitched his tent, from the children of Hamor, Shechem's father, for 100 pieces of money. Then he erected an altar there and called it El Elohe Israel. Daily Deep Dive. Verse 2. Over the years I often wondered why we don't see clearly critical comments from God about men taking multiple wives / concubines, etc. I have come to believe that God doesn't always provide these clear comments, but instead provides clear instructions in his word of his intent and also provides clear examples where the opposite doesn't lead to happiness and positive outcomes. We clearly see in Genesis that God created one wife for Adam, not a whole series of women. We clearly see in Paul's instructions to both Timothy and Titus, younger pastors in the church, see 1 Timothy 3:2, Titus 1:6, that a qualification for an elder was to be a husband of one wife. We also see the clear negative outcomes that came to families where jealousy, animosity, contention, loneliness, family separation, etc., resulted. Here in verse 2 must have been another in a long series of very hurtful situations for the concubines and Leah.
A very clear order of value and love is demonstrated.
Marriage wasn't designed by God to bring shame and hurt to those involved. This to me is a clear example again, where man within their God-given free will, has chosen a path that is outside God's intent and design. Verse 4. Imagine the emotional release from this moment. Due to your deceitful stealing of your father's blessing, you had to flee from your home for your life. You were separated not only from your parents, but also from your twin brother. You had gotten married and had children with no relationship and connection to your parents or twin. Now after 20 years, you are greeted so warmly by your brother that you still very much feared and worried still hated you. You can almost read over at the end of this verse that they wept, but that makes perfect sense. What an amazing moment of reconciliation. Verse 20, He builds an altar and names it El Elohe Israel, meaning the mighty God of Israel. Strong/Brown Driver Briggs. Here's the commentary from the UCG Bible Reading Program. In the morning, Jacob departed, and after a short journey he caught sight of Esau advancing with 400 men. Jacob had ordered his family, dividing the children among their mothers, placing the concubines first, followed by Leah, with Rachel trailing the caravan. This was done to provide maximum protection for Rachel, possibly pregnant with Benjamin, and Joseph. For if Esau attacked, perhaps he would have had enough of slaughter by the time he reached Rachel. Jacob positioned himself at the head of the caravan, alternately walking and prostrating himself as he approached Esau, thereby showing the highest regard and deepest humility. The meeting with Esau, however, was anything but hostile. Esau was genuinely glad to see Jacob. 20 years had significantly moderated his feelings and, given the size of the fighting force accompanying him, it appears that Esau had achieved a good deal of personal success, enough, at least, for him to feel sufficiently blessed. Jacob presented gifts and introduced his family, but wisely begged off accompanying Esau back to Seir, perhaps anticipating that Esau's mercurial nature would once again change and he would revert to his former embitterment over the evil Jacob had done to him. After departing from his encounter with Esau, Jacob came to Shechem, verses 18 to 19. Here he bought a parcel of land and dug a well. This is apparently the same well at which, long afterward, Jesus Christ met and talked with the Samaritan woman, the place at this much later time being known as Sychar, John 4 5-6, near today's city of Nablus in the West Bank. Jacob, renamed Israel, also built an altar to God here, which he named El Elohe Israel, meaning God, the God of Israel, Genesis 33:20. Jacob's conversion process is well underway at this point. No longer does he look upon God as simply the God of his fathers. Rather, he sees God as his God, seeming to indicate that he has developed a personal relationship with him. And,